This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American intelligence officials are celebrating their success in helping the military locate and capture Saddam Hussein. They're trying to get more information from the former Iraqi leader. Congressman Porter Goss is a Republican from Florida and a former CIA agent who chairs the House Intelligence Committee. NPR's Juan Williams talked to him about the interrogation of Saddam Hussein.
According to a U.S. intelligence official, Saddam Hussein told interrogators that Iraq never had weapons of mass destruction. He knew nothing about an American pilot missing since the first Gulf War, and he views Iraq as being held by foreign invaders. Members of the Iraqi Governing Council, who saw Saddam Hussein Sunday, said he was, quote, unrepentant and defiant. Congressman Porter Goss said getting information out of Saddam Hussein will require skill.
He is a crafty, cunning guy. This will be a very acute game of mental chess. I think Saddam realizes that he doesn't have a lot of options. Information that he holds is useful to him. It gives him some leverage. But we also have something he wants, and that is sort of a guarantee for real due process and some kind of a judicial system. I don't think he wants to be just thrown to the mob or anything like that. He wants to be assured of some kind of survival. Otherwise, he wouldn't be with us, would be my take. I mean, he had his chance to go out in the blaze of glory, and he decided not to take it. So instead, we have his macho image totally destroyed.
Because he didn't fight and because he chose not to commit suicide.
Yes, because he was basically came out of a little hidey hole as a coward, saying, don't shoot, I'm the president, I want to negotiate. That's not the image of the lion of Mesopotamia.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said Saddam Hussein has not been very cooperative. What do you know about that?
You know, I wouldn't expect him to be cooperative, but I would expect that we will get some useful information out of him one way or another, directly or indirectly, because I think he probably underrates us and overrates himself.
So does this in any way vindicate U.S. intelligence? Because there have been such criticism of U.S. intelligence in the whole Iraqi
effort. I think absolutely. I mean, I think we've proven here, we've burst through the red tape problems, the coordination problems seem to be behind us, the cooperation was great. I mean, this is good thinking and good work.
What's the next step for U.S. intelligence in Iraq?
Well, I hope the next step for intelligence will be to do more of the same, because we need to unravel a lot of the lines to who the real troublemakers are, where the arms are buried, the conventional arms that they're using, who's making these explosive devices, who's setting off these car bombs. Those people need to be out of business. They're terrorists.
Osama bin Laden, what is U.S. intelligence doing on that front, and does that effort now pick up a pace in the aftermath of Saddam Hussein's capture?
It's the same book, but it's a different chapter. We're in the war on terror, but it's Afghanistan and the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Very different political situation, complicated, to put it mildly, between the problems of President Musharraf, just survived an assassination attempt this weekend. He lives in a very dangerous world, and an opportune place for terrorists to hide because the terrain is very difficult, the climate is very harsh, the caves are abundant. The population is generally more friendly to the terrorists than it is to people like you and me. And so we end up having the need for that intelligence template to go out there and get to these places with low visibility, get in and get out and check it out. And I can't tell you whether we're going to find Osama bin Laden or some Taliban or some shepherds the next time we go around the corner. But I know that we are going around those corners, and at the same time, we have to keep the terrorists who are exploiting those areas from doing mischief to innocent people around the world where we can.
Congressman, thank you very much for giving us this time.
Pleasure, Juan. Thank you.
Congressman Porter Goss is head of the House Intelligence Committee. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.